Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's urging efforts to create more opportunities for employment and business startups in the country. In a written instruction to a teleconference held in Beijing, Li Keqiang has asked all regions and departments to strengthen the employment-first policy and boost employment for key job-hunting groups, including college graduates, veterans, and migrant workers. He says favorable policies such as tax and fee cuts should be properly implemented. He says support should be given to businesses to create more market-based opportunities for employment and business startups. The premier also underscored developing new employment models and improving vocational skills training services. China aims to create more than 11 million new urban jobs this year. Official figures show that China's service trade rose 3.3% to 1.6 trillion yuan, or around 245 billion U.S. dollars in the first 4 months. Service exports increased by 23% year-on-year, while service imports dropped by 10%. Compared with the same period of 2019, service trade dropped 10%. Trade of knowledge-intensive services has been rising in the first 4 months, exceeding 730 billion yuan. That's a gain of around 15% year-on-year, accounting for 47% of the total service trade. In April alone, China's service trade hit 406 billion yuan, up 12% year-on-year. The fastest growth was registered in three sectors: financial, transport, and insurance services. The foreign ministers of China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan have called for advancing the peace and reconciliation process in Afghanistan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has hosted a dialogue between the three nations in Guiyang. Afghan Foreign Minister Mohammad Hanif Atmar and Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi attended via video link. The three sides agreed that the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan should be carried out in a responsible and orderly manner to prevent the deterioration of the security situation in Afghanistan and the return of terrorist forces. They've agreed to explore ways to deepen cooperation against the backdrop of COVID-19 and substantively expand the Belt and Road cooperation in Afghanistan to bring more benefits to the people of the region. They have reiterated the consensus of jointly fighting all forms of terrorism. The top diplomats of Afghanistan and Pakistan say they're willing to forge a closer and more friendly partnership with China. Chile has temporarily suspended the use of the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine in people under 45 years old after a vaccinated person developed blood clots. A communique from the country's health ministry said it was notified about a 31-year-old man who presented blood clots on June 1st. The ministry decided that the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine should only be given to people who are 45 years and older. The European Union's unveiled plans for a digital ID wallet that can be used to access services across the bloc. European Commission Executive Vice President Margriet Vestager is in charge of the Digital Age Program.
The EID will enable us to do in any member state what we can do at home, and that without extra costs and with fewer hurdles.
The proposed European Digital Identity Wallet is a smartphone app that will allow users to store electronic forms of identification and other official documents. The bloc's 450 million citizens will be able to use the wallet to access public or private services, both online and offline.